All right, let's talk decking with Janine in South Dakota. How can we help you today?
I'm going to build a new deck, tear my old one down and have a new one built. Wondering what is the best kind of wood to use.
So you're tearing down the deck from scratch, starting completely over, or are you leaving all of the underside, the supports, and just taking off the decking?
Mainly, it's going all down.
Everything. Are you redesigning, getting a bigger one?
It will be about the same size, which is not that large. It's only about a 12 by 10, but the post that goes down into the ground is what is giving.
So, yeah, so you need to start from scratch and you know, rebuild that structure and then create new footings to hold it up. So I think the structure is pretty straightforward, but when it comes to the decking itself, I think you have a lot of options if you don't want to use wood that can give you a surface that's going to wear better and be a lot easier on the feet, right, Leslie?
That is true. So now for the decking itself, for the support system, you're going to have your contractor build, you know, everything out of a pressure-treated lumber. All of the joist hangers, you want to make sure everything is stainless, everything is weather-resistant, and everything is put together very nicely. And at the point where it attaches to your home, you want to make sure that that is really firmly connected to your house, because this is all of the structure that's going to hold that deck in place and keep it nice and safe. If you are going outside of any existing spots, you want to make sure that you or your builder call 811, and 811 is going to come out and mark your property and tell you where your power lines are, your water lines, everything else that are underneath the ground. So if you're digging a new hole, you and the builder will not hit anything and cause any damage to the neighborhood or your home. That said, once the structure is built and everything is square and secure, you can go ahead and, you know, most people will go with a lumber. You don't have to do that. You can actually go with a composite, which is made from recycled materials. It's usually plastics and some wood scraps, but it's structurally stable. It's very smooth. It does not require practically any maintenance other than a good cleaning at the beginning of every season. You'll never have to repaint or restain. And depending on which brand you go with, there's a product within every price point, and it really does make for a beautiful, durable deck that's easy on the feet. You're not going to get splinters. You're not going to have to worry about bug damage or mold or mildew or any of those things that would damage a traditional wood deck. And a composite really is the way to go.
And that's a mixture of plastic and wood combination.
You know, some of the products, you have some wood fiber in it, but they're mostly composites. So there is absolutely, you know, no wear and tear on these. They really stand up incredibly well.
What it is it's mostly plastic. Some of them are made from recycled soda bottles or plastic bags. And then some of the products have like a hint of wood dust in it. It's not made from a tremendous amount of wood. It's just a mixture of materials. That's why it's called a composite. You don't have to stain them. You don't have to paint them. They come with the finish already on them, so you don't ever have to do that again.
Janine, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.